When Macca talks, Cairns listens. John McKenzie, the local you know. For Pacific Toyota, better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Well, I suppose it was inevitable. I remember talking with Geoffrey Thomas about the matter in Europe now on the planes. You get on a plane and you're going to be sitting next to a dog. Someone insisted on taking their pet with them. They can't be separated. And it's happening here. I'll just read briefly from this coverage in the Courier today. It reads, "Forget cattle class. If one Australian airline has its way, dogs and cats will soon be flying alongside their owners." Now, Virgin wants to become the country's first airline to operate domestic flights allowing pets in the cabin following regulatory approval. Now, pets at the moment are required to be checked into the cargo area unless they're authorised assistance dogs. Now, it goes on to say the pets are going to be restricted to an approved pet carrier. It's a Virgin Australia approved pet carrier. You put the dog under the seat in front of you, which is interesting, isn't it, for the duration of the flight. So they haven't yet released animal bathroom breaks, but they're going to be having animal bathroom breaks, can you believe? Look, for some people it's probably, you know, heaven on wheels because they can't be separated from their beloved dog. But for other people, they're already struggling with screaming children. So it's going to be possibly a cacophony equivalent to a small zoo. And the Pong might be a bit of a challenge as well. Geoffrey Thomas is on the line, Editor-in-Chief, AirlineRatings.com. Geoffrey, good morning.
Good morning, John.
I suppose it was inevitable.
Well, yes, I hate the word inevitable, but yes, it is inevitable. And I don't like it. I mean, I love animals. I love dogs, love cats. I feed birds every day. I adore animals, but they've got their place and it's not on an aeroplane. And the situation in America is just completely out of control. It was actually worse a few years ago when emotional support animals were allowed and they had people bringing on board peacocks and pigs and all sorts of...
No, don't laugh. I'm serious. Not
absolutely
pigs.
Serious. Absolutely. And then one case they had a dog which decided to go to the toilet and it was so repugnant they had to land the plane, get everybody off and get a new aeroplane and spent a week in quarantine because it was so awful. So, I mean, that was an extreme case, of course. But look, you know, apparently Virgin surveyed, you know, their fan base and about 85% of people said, yeah, I like the idea, but I don't think they really thought it through. And I have spoken to Virgin about it. They are working out the fine detail of this. It will be restricted to certain routes, possibly certain flights on certain days, you know, like, you know, 10 flights between A and B. Well, three of them will be doggy flights. So you can opt out. But I mean, I'd want that on the, I mean, quite frankly, I would want that on the website. I would want to know. Because there's all sorts of issues related to this, and it's not that easy. It's not that simple. You know, as you suggested, the dogs and the cats got to fit into a small box. So first of all, it has to go under the seat. So that's going to, you know, I mean, last time I tried to put my feet under a seat, I could barely do it. So it's going to be pretty small.
So no Great Danes is what you're saying.
No Labradors. No Labradors licking your face, I tell you. But the thing is, you know, for the person in front, I've got this kitty cat underneath me, and he decides to go to urinate. Oh. I've got the smell of a kitten underneath me. I mean, it's just, honestly, I just think this is just dumb.
I mean, you're putting the pet, the beloved pet, say it's a dog, under the person, under the seat of the person in front of you. When that dog farts, everybody's going to blame the person seated above the dog, and the glaring is going to be absolutely terrifying for that particular person. Look, I mean, there's all sorts of issues.
Look, there are. And the other thing is, we all know, economy class is pretty damn well crammed anyway. Mm. Adding this to the mix just makes it far worse than it already is. Mm. And I'm dead set against it. And, you know, quite frankly, if Virgin doesn't nominate which flights are dog flights, which flights are not dog flights, I'll go Qantas. Yeah. End of story. I'll go by train. You know, and,
That's hilarious. I mean, the expert in airline flights internationally going by train, that conjures up all sorts of bizarre images.
John, the trains are nice. I like trains.
Oh, dear.
You know, it's planes, trains and automobiles for me, you know. So, I think it needs to be, I think they really need to do their homework on this. I think they really need to flag what flights are animal flights, which flights are not animal flights. Because the other issue here is, lots of people have allergies to cats and dogs, their fur.
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden, I'm on a doggy flight and I've got a terrible allergy to dog hair or whatever. And what do I do? Yeah. You know, it's fraught with problems.
Yeah,
and
I
really don't think that, I don't like the idea. But, you know, having said that, I adore animals, love animals in the right place.
Thank you, Geoffrey. I really appreciate this update. I've got to admit, too, the headline in the Courier-Mail deserves some applause. Fur-class seating, they call it. Fur-class seating.
No longer cattle class, it's dog and cat class. Yeah.
Good on you, Geoffrey. Thank you.
Pleasure, John. Take care.
Geoffrey Thomas, very entertaining. He's the editor-in-chief at airlineratings.com.